A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and happy Sunday, my friends, and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with your host, Darren Bent. We start today's podcast by looking back on yesterday's FA Cup final as Manchester City beat bitter rivals Manchester United at Wembley, taking them another step closer to achieving the treble. Here's how the game sounded live on TalkSport.
Supplement their league title and move within 90 minutes of the treble when United can deny them that opportunity and keep a special place in English footballing history uniquely theirs. The Manchester Derby, the FA Cup final, the game of games, and an extraordinary start.
Oh my word!
Manchester City are ahead, and it has taken them only 12 seconds. It's an extraordinary start. Ilkay Gundogan pinging one in from the edge of the penalty area. The bottom line is Bruno Fernandes has the opportunity to make it 1-1 from the penalty spot. Scored in the last meeting of these two. Fernandes scored 3 out of 3 penalties this season. You can make that 4 out of 4. Slow run up and he tucks it past the diving Ortega into the bottom left hand corner. It's clipped towards the edge of the penalty area. Left footed effort from Gundogan. Oh, it's in. It's cracked through past David De Gea. Manchester City lead again.
Everybody on the United bench is looking at a monitor and they're all asking the same question that everybody watching this match is saying. Where's my goalkeeper?
That is it. There is no stopping them. Manchester City clinched the double and the treble is one win away. United unable to defy the odds or deny the neighbours. How fitting that it's 2-goal Ilkay Gundogan who will lift the famous trophy to the Wembley sky. The winners of the 2023 FA Cup are Manchester City.
What a game. Was almost a perfect game because the quality of the opponent is so difficult. But we start really well, and after we found... Yeah, it was really good, a really good game. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, you know, we play against United, you know, for our fans it's special. And, you know, to give more credit to the Premier League we have done now, FA Cup, is the best way to prepare the most important game in a city life.
Do you now really start to focus on the treble?
I would say today the most important game was today. Now, from now on, the most important game is the final Champions League, of course.
And what would it mean to you to complete that treble?
What do you think?
Everything. Ruben, thanks for joining us on TalkSport. You've got your Cup Winners, Cup Kings t-shirt on. How satisfying was that victory for your side today, given it was against your big rivals?
Well, I think, to clear out the rivals question, I think in the end we win it for us, not because of who we're playing against. And once more we've won for us, and we're happy for us, not because we won against anybody. I know it makes the game more, everyone, fans, it's more of a good watch, and we're obviously very happy to be proud of a game of this dimension on such a special cup. But most of all, we're happy for ourselves. We've got now 2 and 3, there's one missing, and the possibility that's still open for us means a lot. But I think even more than that, especially for myself, it's my first FA Cup, and since I've come into the country, I've just gained more and more of an idea of how important this competition is. And I'm very proud to have written my name and our team's name in this cup.
And you've been saying for the last couple of weeks that it's important not to get too far ahead of yourselves, but it is the second phase now of a potential treble. Do you really look forward to next week with excitement at the prospect of making a piece of history?
Now the most important is the party. Party today, party tomorrow, and after tomorrow we'll think about what's coming. It's the best way to prepare what's coming. Enjoy the moment, close the cycle, and in its own time we'll start looking at the next one.
A word on your captain, İlkay Gündoğan, a piece of history for him, the quickest ever FA Cup final goal, obviously went on to complete his brace. He scored some big goals for you, not just at the end of this season, but last season as well. How much do you admire him as a teammate?
Well, he's a special player, and the most impressive thing about him is that he's such a special player, but the more you know him, you realise that he's even more special as a person and as a human being. And from my side, I believe from everyone in the team, but especially from my side, throughout the 3 years I'm here, I've just been getting closer and closer to him, and it is a true joy to share the pitch with him. It is really a fact that makes me happy to have him on my side.
And that can't be the last that we've seen of him in a Manchester City shirt on English soil, can it? Surely not.
I hope not. I'm on your side as well. I'm on Gundogan City side.
So you mentioned the party. What's the plan for the night ahead? How are you going to celebrate?
Well, first of all, dressing room. Then we'll see. The rest is a secret.
Eric, thanks very much for joining us live on Talk Sport. Obviously, a disappointing result for your team. How do you sum up this afternoon?
Yeah, we conceded two soft goals. And I think our team played very well. We stopped City to play. We had self some joy in our possession. We created chances. And in the end, we could have made the equalizer. So our team was really hard to beat, and I think it could have been better. On another day, we could have won.
It was a nightmare start for your team. How, as a manager, when you've planned all week for this, do you legislate for conceding inside 15 seconds, 13 seconds, I think, officially?
Yes, but you see then that we improve. Where we, on other days, like Liverpool away and City away, we lost our heads. Now we stayed calm. We stick to the plan, we stopped them to play, we fought back, and so we are the only team, I think, in the world who is capable of, after you get down against City, to fight back, and we did it now twice, and that shows the progress from this team.
You've been fulsome in your praise for David De Gea after some mistakes this season. Will he be disappointed with the second goal? Could he have done better?
I don't think today is a time for criticism. I'm very proud of my team, because how they fought in this game, but also during the whole season. And they played a brilliant season. But I said, we have 42 wins. We have 30 in the league. We're winning a cup. So you can't be more satisfied than that.
Just one last question on the summer ahead, because the building blocks are there. Top four finished, two cup finals. How important is it that you get the financial backing this summer to go again and try and challenge Manchester City?
No, not only Manchester City. Now, 7-8 competitors in the Premier League, so we know that we have to take off, we have to settle down, we have to in quietness analyze the season and what we have to do better, and then from July we go again.
De Gea, I think questions will be asked. Mickey Gray, it bobbled in, the winning goal, really. Yeah. Didn't it?
I mean, I couldn't believe it, the angle that it went in, how slowly David De Gea reacted over to his right-hand side. Look, late on in the game, he made a wonderful save from Erling Haaland down to his feet. But we've seen that. But it's the mistakes that are certainly happening more and more and more. And I just wonder, Adrian, the way that Erik ten Hag wants Manchester United to play moving forward, if David De Gea has played his last game for Manchester United.
It's definitely an issue. And I know, listen, we know, and a lot of Man United fans will probably come on and tell us that he won the Golden Glove, but I think you look at some of the mistakes that he's made over the course of this season, and it's cost Manchester United points. A game against Sevilla, it cost them with some of the goals that he let in.
Does he want to be there? I think the only reason he's there is because he can't get any more money anywhere else. He's on 375 grand a week. Ooh. If he could have got it somewhere else, I'm sure he would have gone.
The goalkeeper at the higher, he's just not good enough. And this isn't, you know, I hate blaming goalkeepers. I've played in net myself sometimes. And, you know, it can be a lonely place when it goes wrong, but this isn't today. These are not isolated mistakes. If you look at the Sevilla game in the Europa League a few weeks back, Even the West Ham game away, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, you know, shocking mistakes. You're watching the replays of the errors. You're looking for ways that you can bail the guy out because you're thinking, how's that happen?
He's not the reason today. He's not the reason we lost the game. The reason we lost the game today was the front four useless. They were on all graveyard shifts.
You know, I get that, but I think De Gea's got to take some of the blame. When he looks at that goal, the second one from Manchester City from Gundogan, he won't be happy with that. He's got a full palm on it as well.
No, I just don't see it. I think he's been unbelievable. He's got a golden glove this season. He's been... if you weigh up the pros and cons, he's been one of our best players this season. The amount of times he's kept us in games, some of the saves he's made.
His hand on it, didn't he? But it was like chocolate wrists, wasn't it?
For me, Davis stays, signing to a no contract.
Now, with his unique take on yesterday's proceedings, here's Mark Goldbridge.
There was two or three players who for United, and I think you're right with Sancho, Eriksen, Rashford. They don't fancy the 50-50s. We had Simon Jordan this week on the station calling Anthony crap. I'll tell you what, every United fan would have been praying Anthony was fit today because he gets it. He will work and he will put, you know, he'll shoulder barge, he'll put a tackle in. If you've got three players that don't want to do that and you're up against a team like City, I think that was a big problem today. I'm sort of held up as a massive David De Gea fan, which I am. I love David De Gea. I think he's a legend of the club and he's won the Golden Glove. He's a fantastic shot stopper. However, I do agree that he is not a distribution goalkeeper that can play out from the back. And if Ten Hag decides he wants to do something about that, he's going to have to spend 50, 60 million. Now, for me, and this was going to ask you, Mark, if I give you £250 million again to spend this summer, are you going to get two strikers, a midfielder, and maybe a centre-back, and a younger keeper to work alongside De Gea? Or do you sacrifice getting a striker and just getting a brand new goalkeeper in? Because I think next season, we can get by again with De Gea, but we desperately need to be scoring more goals.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
To the weekend sports breakfast now, and former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino gave his thoughts on the weekend sporting headlines.
It's a disgrace, man.
Roma fans that were at that airport no doubt would have seen the anger from their manager and thought, if he's angry, we need to be angry as well. We're justified to do what we are going to do to Anthony Taylor and his family. Throwing bottles of drink at them and throwing a chair at their direction over a game of football, Cass. Mm. That's what it always comes down to. It's a game of football.
You have to understand that you can trigger off certain episodes or, you know, if by your words, you can trigger off major incidents. And that's what happened after the game with Roma and Sevilla. I found it an unbelievable... Just just him sometimes, I obviously don't have his number, but I would say that you're in a dangerous, a dangerous place, Jose, as a manager, where you are just doing what you want and you think you're bulletproof, mm-hmm. and you're immune to all this that's going on around you. You have a responsibility as a manager of a football club and controlling everything around it. And your fans, it doesn't need a lot for them to be unsettled and become very toxic. And he has done that at Roma.
Mm. Lingard, 2-0. It's Jesse Lingard with his first goal for the club.
I felt he made a decision based on finance. And when I read the contract and the details of it, it just stunk of who's going to give me the most money. Now, that might have been agent-driven as well. Now, you can say, well, that's his prerogative. He chose to do that. He ended up playing hardly any football this season. Nottingham Forest would have been hugely disappointed of his input, even though they stayed up. They'd have looked at Jesse Lingard and thought, God, that was an expensive experience. He offered us nothing this year. Now Jesse isn't in the seat of power where clubs were after him. He had a number of clubs last season after him, this time last year. There was a few. Yeah. That isn't the case now. It's now no one's going to touch him in the Premier League.
Maguire, United captain, playing it back for De Gea, then getting a return ball. He didn't want, and he's presented it straight to En-Nesyri, and he's put into the net. It's a terrible goal for Manchester United to concede.
Disaster.
Ten Hag does feel like a long-term plan, and if the manager doesn't fancy you, for whatever reason, he's not picking you. I've been in this position myself, and I chose to leave when that happened. If I knew the manager weren't in his first team plans, I didn't dream of being a footballer one day and then thinking of sitting on benches. I would want to move. But if there's, suitors elsewhere that would want you, and I'm sure there will be for Harry, he might have to give something up as him financially, but I would move because I don't see a manager that's going to go, well, we'll work really hard on him in the summer and we'll get him as best shape as we can. I see a manager that's selecting other players in his position.
That's it, gang, and thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, there will be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, be safe, everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.